It's Monday, June 18th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump's former election campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was sent to jail pending trial on Friday after being charged with witness tampering, even though he has not been convicted on any of the charges, nor has he been sentenced, reports Reuters. Manafort is a target of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's role in the 2016 election, and has been indicted on mostly financial-related charges, including conspiring to launder money and defraud the United States. District Judge Amy Jackson in Washington revoked his bail, sending him to jail saying, quote, "I have no appetite for this, but in the end, I cannot turn a blind eye. You've abused the trust placed in you," end quote. President Trump tweeted, quote, "Wow, what a tough sentence for Paul Manafort. Didn't know Manafort was the head of the mob. Very unfair," end quote. In April, President Donald Trump sent 4,000 National Guard troops to the U.S. border with Mexico, saying, quote, "We're going to do some things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military," end quote, reports Politico.com. However, the Border Patrol agents are leery of allowing the part-time soldiers to participate in the law enforcement mission, worried that inexperienced weekend warriors might mistakenly kill civilians or create an international incident. Indeed, the troops are not permitted to take part in patrols or to participate in any operations to detain the men, women, and children being trafficked by criminal organizations across the border. While a few National Guard helicopters and crew have been enlisted to join the Border Patrol fleet for aerial surveillance, more troops are clearing vegetation, serving as office clerks, and making basic repairs to Border Patrol facilities. A former lesbian named Elizabeth Woning, the co-founder of Equipped to Love, says she is rallying against a proposed California law that would ban quote-unquote conversion therapy, reports Christian Headlines. Under the proposed liberal law, Assembly Bill 2943, any Christian who helps someone overcome their unwanted same-sex desires would be guilty of consumer fraud. She wants homosexuals to see their sexuality, quote, through the lens of redemption offered by the gospel, end quote. Woning hopes to get a copy of the group's book, entitled Changed, to every California legislator, which is a compilation of stories of people who have left homosexuality. National Review writer David French wrote, "This is a dramatic infringement on First Amendment rights, rendered even more pernicious by its functional declaration of certain kinds of religious speech and argument as the equivalent of consumer fraud," end quote. 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11 asks, "Do you not know that the righteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Abortion activist Melinda Gates, the wife of Microsoft founder and CEO Bill Gates, is attacking President Donald Trump for his decision last year to defund $100 million from International Planned Parenthood's abortion business, calling it, quote, "very troubling," end quote, reports Life News. Contrary to conventional wisdom, most high school students in the United States are not fornicating. The Centers for Disease Control's Youth Risk Behavior Survey of 15,000 students revealed that 39.5% of teens were having sex in 2017, down from 47.8% in 2007. Additionally, the percentage of students who have had four or more partners also fell from 15% to 10%. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 through 5 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God." And finally, after a man at Walmart collapsed outside the store due to a diabetic episode, and had his groceries and medicine stolen, Officer Kirsten Korsiak of the Houston, Texas Police Department bought him a second round of groceries and medicine, reports Fox News.
I offered to buy his groceries to get him some food because he was diabetic and I know that he needed to eat. My biological father has type 1 diabetes, so I can kind of relate. I've helped my father several times, so I understand.